When a government can confiscate the earnings of the people with no restraint or no limit whatsoever on the amount that government takes, then government has become the master.
Didn't you say that all services were worth at least $5.15, and here there is a service that's being rendered to you personally, which you are not compensating at all?
No, I said to you earlier, unless someone decides that they want to volunteer.
During the election, all this enthusiasm for Bernie Sanders was taking place while people in Venezuela, under a socialist government, were starving. They were breaking into grocery stores desperate to get food.
Regulation.
What do you think should be the proper income tax rate?
Well, the best would be zero.
Welcome back to another episode of Law and Profits here on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, where the mercy of the wicked is cruel. I'm King Ginger, and today we're going to be talking about simping. That's right, simping. Now, for those of you guys who don't follow video game stream culture, I'd like to present to you the definition of a simp. So, within video game streaming, you have these women who stream themselves playing video games. And it doesn't really matter what video game they're playing. It doesn't even matter how good they are at playing the video games, because the reason these women have followers is because of their looks. And so these women tease men into gaining acceptance of them. And in exchange, these men, thinking somehow on God's green earth they have a chance to actually become these women's girlfriends, send them money, looking for attention, hoping, just begging and praying that joining or subscribing or donating to their channel will have this streamer call out their name and say thanks and acknowledge that they exist. This is what you call a simp. And there's tons of stories on the internet of simps spending thousands and thousands of dollars just trying to get the attention of these female game streamers, but it never really works out. Look, you're not going to get into a relationship with a female video game streamer like Pokimane or Eleni. Like, they're not going to pay you any attention. They know what they're doing. They're getting the money, and you just don't have a chance. You just don't have a chance. And so I've been seeing this term on Twitter a lot about simps. I think this week there was a hashtag called Pokimane's Boyfriend, where the joke was all these tier 3 subs are going to commit suicide because they found out that the streamer was keeping it very quiet, a secret that she has a boyfriend, because she knew that people would unsub if they found it out. And so I guess somebody leaked the fact that she actually does have a boyfriend, obviously, or whatever, and then the internet blew up and whatnot. But the reason I bring you, you're probably asking, why are you talking about women who dress immodestly and stream themselves playing video games to pathetic men who think they have a chance? And because I think there's a valid scenario here. There's a valid scenario with what we see with Big Eva. Big Eva has big simps. And I noticed this when I was following an elder of a church, and he's just constantly retweeting and sharing and commenting on pretty much everything having to do with race. Anything Jamar Tisby says, anything Kyle Howard says, this guy is just immediate retweet, immediate like, immediate comment. Just, he is there. He wants to know. He wants them to know that he is not a racist. And he is on their side. And I just got to think, while, you know, going through this, just realizing that they don't care about this dude. Like, these people, these race hustlers within Big Eva, they don't care about white pastors. They don't care about white people. I think Jamar Tisby once said that he's not even going to even engage with white people anymore. But here you have these guys, these elders, these pastors, these seminary students, whoever they are, they're simping in hopes, just hopes, that they'll be recognized by their favorite black pastors on Twitter so that they can have some sort of an acknowledgement or accomplishment that they know who they are. And the truth is, as I see this, the same in the video game community, is that they don't care. They don't care. Because the truth is, you can never do enough to earn the respect of these people. It just can't be done. And you see examples of this. I just want you to imagine a desperate man trying to gain the attention and respect of some sort of female video game streamer that he just so... You know what? Let's just go even further. This is the equivalent of a man trying to gain the respect of his favorite porn star. And the porn star doesn't care about them. He doesn't care. And the reason is because the porn star is out there just to take advantage of men like that. And then of course it works both ways, right? The woman takes the money from the man, and the man gets what he gets from it. And within Big Eva, you get the same sort of thing. You get this mentality of if I support people like Jamar Tisby, if I support people like Kyle Howard or these sort of people, then I get righteousness credited to my account. I get to be accepted and deemed not racist by these people. When the truth is, they don't care about you. They don't care about your righteousness. They don't care about whether or not you were racist, because you're white. You're always going to be racist. You're always going to be racist. This is sort of the selling of racial pornography. This is what's happening. And so it's just interesting to me that, and I think we need to adopt that term simp when we're talking about these people, whether they're seminary pastors, seminary students, or even elders, when they're seeking to gain acceptance from these race hustlers, because it's not about this sort of thing. It's just not. So I have an example for you. The example is this was something Beth Moore tweeted. I guess Eric Metaxas stated that Jesus was white in one of his tweets, and everybody just went nuts. And one of the things that happened was Beth Moore. And Beth Moore says, "You can have white Santa if you must, but you can't have white Jesus. Nope, sorry, can't. And here's what I want to know. Why the heck do you want one? Why can't we just go with the Jesus we got? Why can't we just go with the Jesus we got?" And then she replies in all caps, "Why we Christians gotta be nuts? Why?" And so here you see Beth Moore trying to gain respect, trying to gain some form of righteousness for such a tweet. And you think you would get some sort of praise, some sort of acknowledgement from the Big Eva for saying this. And to some extent she does. There's people that retweeted it and applauded her. And to some extent. But here comes Jamar Tisby the very next day. And he says, "Saying that Jesus is not white is the least. But you still act like Jesus is white when you only value the theological insights of white people. Put a wedge between Jesus, gospel, and public justice, and vote for white supremacists who oppose racial justice policies," or, you know, socialism. If you support socialism, you're still a racist. If you don't support socialism, you're a racist. And so... So the point is that you can never do enough. You can never simp enough to gain the respect or to be forgiven for your racial sins. So my question is, why do you keep trying? Why are people still trying so desperately to get the attention of people like Jamar Tisby, to get their respect and honor from these people? They don't care about you. They don't care about your... They don't care about how many times you retweet them. They don't care about how many times you like what they have to say. They don't care. It's just like Pokimane. Pokimane doesn't care if you're a tier 3 sub that subscribed for 3 years. She doesn't care how much money you've donated to her channel. She knows what she's doing. And this is why I think we need to use this term more often, because it's embarrassing. When you look at it through this light, it really opens your eyes to what's happening here. You have Christians, elders and pastors and seminary students who are simping for the attention of men like Jamar Tisby so that they can somehow earn some sort of righteousness, or at the very least a form of sanctification, that they are deemed not racist anymore. The truth is, they just don't care about you. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as you scroll through Twitter. Keep that in mind as you're going through your day and you see people retweeting Jamar Tisby and they're longing for his love and affection. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to get it. And use that term. I think that's a term we need to embrace. It's a good term. It's a healthy term. Simp. Stop simping for Big Eva. Just stop simping for Big Eva. That's what I would like to say. And I'm going to do these shorter episodes now, so that maybe I can hopefully get out more than I have been. So that's it. That's all I have to say. Stop simping. Stop simping. And also, by the way, make sure you join the Fight Laugh Feast Club. You can do that by going to fightlaughfeast.com, and make sure you sign up for the conference. It's coming up in October. It's going to be great. I hear, actually, this is crazy, they're already over halfway booked in terms of like the available seats that they have in this place in Tennessee. So you need to register. If you're going to register, you need to register really soon because it is going to sell out, which is great. It's going to be awesome. Great to hear that the Fight Laugh Feast conference is going to sell out. But make sure you sign up. And don't not sign up because you think they might sell out. Just sign up. And again, thanks everybody for watching. Be sure to go to fightlaughfeast.com, and I'll see you later.